Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Christy McGee, Director of Communications for Fountain Fort Carson School District 8, and Christine O'Brien, who is Chief of Staff and Public Information Officer for Harrison School District 2, with some very, very important news in light of everything going on around all of us. Welcome to Afternoon News, both of you.
Hi, thank you.
All right, Christy, why don't we get started with you, and let's talk about why we are having this visit this afternoon.
So we are, you know, under a school closure here in Pikes Peak region. So all of the schools in this area, the major school districts, have decided to close as a way to potentially slow the spread of the COVID-19 illness. And so we made that decision yesterday, and it is essentially effective tonight for all staff and students through business, but through even the weekend following March 29th. And so that includes all activities are canceled, all facility use for that time, and we will not have staff in our district working at all. So that's important, and part of what you mentioned in your teaser a minute ago is that we are still hosting the SAT test tomorrow. So that test is a regional test that students can sign up for and have been signed up for. We just happen to be the site for that test, and so we wanted to make people aware that we are still hosting that. We feel like we can do that in a safe environment and keep people separated, which is part of what you heard from the governor this morning, was that, you know, if crowds gather, if they can still have some safe social distancing, that's okay, and that's what we think we can accomplish tomorrow. So we are still hosting that and wanted to make people aware of that. But Christine is also here because we know closing schools was just a major impact for the next 2 weeks as well.
Christine O'Brien, we're meeting for the first time and appreciate you joining us this afternoon. You're the Chief of Staff and the PIO for Harrison District 2. How about the impact on your district?
I am, and thanks for having me on the air. So we've got an impact in our district, and I would first say we've been amazed at just the response from our community and from our staff members as well. They had to be really flexible, really fast when we announced this yesterday, but I think everybody is excited just that we're taking the concerns seriously and that we are going to be closed so that we can really sanitize all of our district buildings, our buses, and our playgrounds while people are out of the buildings. And then we are going to be operating along with numbers of school districts in town, some food sites or feeding sites for students during that 2 week closure, because we know that for many students, food insecurity is a real threat, and we want to make sure that that's not another stressor for families.
Thank you for bringing that up and out, because that has been on the list of questions we've certainly fielded here at KRDO about that. And you are, of course, absolutely right. That service is vital to students and parents in your districts. Christy, does that also apply to your district as well?
Yes. So I can say most districts have been planning for that either for a couple of days or were actively planning for that today, and mine is one of those. I know there is a community-wide list that we are hoping to get out to media shortly that will include both of our districts and multiple districts in here and sites that we have available. So in Fountain, students will be able to go to Aragon in Fountain and Mountainside on Fort Carson. And these meals will be available similar to the way that we do summer meals at all of our districts. So all of these sites will be open to any child under the age of 18. So you don't have to be a student in our district even to go to pick up food from our site. Same with the other districts. If somebody was in town in the Harrison area and stopped at the Harrison locations, they could pick that up. So open to any child under the age of 18 at any of this entire list, you can stop by. And for most of us, we will be doing it all 10 days. But some of that specific information as far as time and days will be available soon.
All right.
I would say for parents worried about that over the weekend, check their district and school websites, because I would imagine most of us will have that information up even before that regional information is available.
Christine, thank you so much for chiming in there. What is your district's web address?
Sure. It's hfd2.org. So harrisonschooldistricthenumber2.org.
Christine O'Brien, Chief of Staff and PIO for Harrison District 2. Christy, your web address?
Yes, we are at FFC8, so like Fountain Fort Carson, and then the number 8.org. And we just emailed our information to our parents tonight, but we will also make a link to the entire community publication available as soon as it's ready.
Okay, and of course, on my end, I'll be watching for that and would love to plan a visit with both of you for next week to update on that and more as we go along.
Great. I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you both.